Congratulations for continuing with this program about acceptance. Today we're going to work on acceptance linked to injury. This session is particularly recommended for you if you're injured or on sick leave. Otherwise, I suggest you skip to the next session. You can come back to this one the next time you're injured. Settle yourself on a chair with your feet flat on the floor, your hands on your thighs or your knees, your back straight but not rigid, your head upright, and your body perfectly symmetrical, in balance. Close your eyes and direct your attention toward the breath. If you're in pain, you can also lie comfortably on your bed or a sofa. This session works just as well lying down as it does seated. Then begin by concentrating on the breath. On the air that enters through your nostrils and passes through your entire body. From your feet to your head. Your injury is present, perhaps periodically sending you pain signals, but you are still concentrating on the breath. Keep your attention on the breath and feel the whole of your body. Inhale and exhale. Take advantage of each exhalation to try to relax. And if possible, to relax the painful area too. Then, visualize yourself on a boat, the most beautiful boat you know, or simply a boat that you imagine. Visualize this boat. Observe its overall shape, the color and size of the boat, its characteristics. Whether it has a motor or sails. Now put yourself at the wheel of the boat. You're going to be in charge of this boat and take it where you want to go. Your injury, no matter how serious, isn't important. You're here, serene and comfortable, at the wheel of the boat. You guide the boat toward the immense calmness of the sea. You travel at the speed of the waves and the wind on the immense ocean. Then, if you like, the sea becomes rougher, but you still retain your serenity. You face up to the storm. You fully feel the movement and power of the waves. You feel a kind of danger, but you face up to it. You control the boat, skillfully navigating through the storm. Clearly visualize everything surrounding you. The sound and height of the waves, the movements of the boat, the dexterity and strength it requires of you. Accept the inevitable danger of the sea. Accept the pain, the injury, and become one with your boat and the sea. And for a few more minutes, carry on navigating the boat across this intense, rough sea. Then slowly, calmly, the sea becomes tranquil. The waves become less imposing, less tiring. You find yourself in a calm sea with gentle waves and a reassuring sound. The sound of the waves is in time with your breath. The sound of the gong, gently come back to your bodily sensations. Open your eyes and wait for the very last vibration of the gong before you begin to move. What did this meditation inspire in you? We all have moments of calmness and moments when the sea becomes rougher. But it passes eventually, and the sea becomes calm and tranquil once again. And in the same way, an injury is just a moment of disturbance in the weather, in the sea, an inevitable and difficult time, but one from which you recover to find still greater serenity. Remember that an injury is like a storm at sea. It comes, it lasts for a shorter or longer period, and it passes. And two final questions. What does your injury teach you about your body? What does it teach you about your mind? The answer probably won't come immediately. Allow the questions to sit, and your answer will emerge eventually. See you soon.